Lawmakers have had 48 hours now to familiarize themselves with Governor Phil Scott's bombshell budget proposal, and the early reviews are not favorable. Many key legislators are already asking the Republican governor for an alternative spending package. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it doesn't appear that one is forthcoming.
About two dozen senators packed into a committee room on Thursday afternoon for a briefing from legislative analysts. The topic was Governor Phil Scott's proposal to enforce a spending freeze on local school districts and all its accompanying impacts on the state budget. About 10 minutes into the meeting, Essex County Senator John Rogers raised his hand for a turn to speak.
It doesn't look like there's much of this that's going to make it through the process, so I don't think we need to spend too much time on it.
Rogers' sentiments encapsulate how many lawmakers, especially Democratic ones, view Scott's proposal, and the implausibility of his plan getting anywhere in Montpelier has become increasingly apparent. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash.
I think right now many members of the Senate are thinking, one, is this even possible? Two, is this desirable? And then three, is it legal?
For many in Montpelier, the answer to all three of those questions is a resounding no. Scott's plan would put more than $100 million in new liabilities on the education fund, which is the portion of the state budget funded mostly by property taxes. It's a tactic that has allowed Scott to close a general fund shortfall while funding a range of new public programs, all without raising new taxes or fees. Scott's budget numbers only work, though, if lawmakers force local school districts to freeze spending next year. He's using savings from that mandate to balance his budget. It's a concept that's proving problematic among lawmakers. Here's Senate President Tim Ash again.
Some districts, which have been high spenders in the past, now get locked in at a high spending level. Meanwhile, people who've been very dutiful and tried to keep their spending low get locked in, perhaps artificially low.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says members of her body have similar concerns. She says placing new liabilities on the education fund, like higher education, child care subsidies, and teacher retirement costs, as Scott has proposed, will only balloon property tax rates in the future. And she says the proposal is doubly concerning, given that school districts are working to implement a wide-ranging school district consolidation bill passed by lawmakers in 2015.
And I think right now we've got to focus on letting that settle out and not create more uncertainty in the process.
Another catch to Scott's plan, it requires March town meeting day votes to be pushed back to May 23rd. Lawmakers will have to give guidance to districts within a couple weeks on whether they should cancel those March votes. Ash says it's a near impossibility that could happen, even if lawmakers were on board with the concept.
The administration presented a budget which is based on an almost impossible education funding construct. So my hope is that they have a backup plan to present if the legislature is unable to pull off the miracle of getting a vote through by next Friday.
Speaker Mitzi Johnson agrees.
It would be fantastic if the governor wanted to put forward an alternative proposal.
But Scott isn't so ready to part with Plan A.
I've placed my pathway, my roadmap of sorts to how we can get there. And if they don't agree at this point, I'm all ears in terms of how we can accomplish the goals of this this initiative.
Scott convened a press conference Thursday afternoon to spotlight a non-degree education program that offers an alternative career path for non-traditional students. If his budget plan goes forward, that program gets a $1 million boost next year. Scott says he's convinced there are enough savings in the $1.6 billion K-12 education system to free up money for other education initiatives. He says lawmakers don't have to agree with the spending freeze in order to move forward.
As long as they agree with my vision, and we can do this without raising taxes and fees, I think that's half the battle, is agreeing to the vision.
And he says by delaying town meeting day votes, he, lawmakers, and school boards can work together to find a way to make it work. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.